Chris.
Marcus.
We're back.
We are back.
Final episode, season two.
Final episode.
Final episode, season two.
What happened to this year, man?
It went by
this
super
NFL
fast.
Football season, man.
We're back at Marley's. Live. Chandler Fashion Square. Chandler, Arizona. It's Marcus and Chris. A little pocket awareness. You know, we got to give them, of course, we got to give them the socials. Let's start with Twitter. ALPA underscore QB1. Follow us there on Twitter. Instagram. ALPA underscore QB1 for Instagram. A little pocket awareness for Facebook. Go to iTunes. A little pocket awareness. Subscribe. Go to Spotify. A little pocket awareness. Download. And follow me and Chris as well. At the Mark John NFL. That's me. Chris is at King Manelos. And make sure you follow us at all those spots. All right, Chris, man. How you feeling, Chris? You good? Good?
I'm good, Marcus. I'm good, Marcus. I got, we're at a good point in time to be able to reflect without any emotion on it. Well,
yes.
Maybe not you. We'll find out later in the conversation.
Okay.
But, I think looking back at this football season and I think we did pretty good with talking about this year.
I think we did. I think we did hit it on the nail on the head pretty damn good, I would say so for myself, Chris. So it's a good season. You know, of course, the Chiefs won, which I'm not very fond of. But, you know, whatever. It's all right, you know. Patch of a hole. So, Chris, it brings me to something.
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
That brings me to something, Chris.
I know where you're going with this.
I feel like a couple years ago, I had a QB1. And you told me to give it 2 years and before I crowned him.
I did.
So, Chris, I think our final episode of the season, I think you owe me the apology.
No. Hold on. I said, be patient. Don't crown him yet. I never said that it wasn't going to be possible for him to be crowned. Okay? All right? I think now you can crown the man. But no, this isn't. We brought this up before. I joined the bandwagon.
You did.
I got on the bandwagon.
You told me to wait.
I told you to wait this summer. You're right.
You did. You said give him a chance to figure him out.
I needed you to wait a little.
It's been 2 years, Chris. They haven't figured him out yet.
Okay. Well, Marcus, you know, after you win a Super Bowl and the pressure's off of you. Now, I'm not saying this is going to happen. I'm not saying that.
Okay.
I'm just saying, listen, I'm there.
All right.
Mahomes is you know what I want to see?
Yeah.
And we mentioned this before in the podcast.
Yeah.
I want to see the new Brady Manning be Mahomes and Jackson. I want Lamar versus Patrick in the AFC that's the next level.
I don't know if it's going to be Jackson.
You don't know if it's going to be Jackson?
I don't know if it's going to be Jackson for sure.
That would be, well, okay.
We got to see next year. I got to have another year with Jackson.
The AFC, it's got a great trio there.
Yes.
Jackson, Watson, Mahomes.
I don't even know about Watson either.
I hope for all of these quarterbacks' sakes that they stay healthy.
Yes.
That they stay dynamic. I mean, they've got a few years where they're going to still have the incredible arm talent and the incredible athleticism. I would love to see that carry on. Now, is it going to happen? Who knows? Are we going to see an injury? Who knows? Are we going to see somebody get too comfortable and they start throwing picks like Brett Favre? Who knows?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what they don't have to worry about, though. They don't got to worry about getting LASIK surgery and have 30-30 vision like Jameis Winston.
We'll get into that, Chris. We'll get into that. All right. So first things first, let's talk about this 17 playoff that just got announced.
Yeah, breaking news.
Owners get a vote on this next week.
It's a part of the CBA. I believe that this is the players' version of compromising instead of a 17 game season and two bye weeks and or was it 18 games? I think it was 18.
No, they were trying
to replace two preseason games with two regular season games, making an 18 game season with two bye weeks. So it was. Was that what it was?
So they started off with 18 like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
The players are like, no. So they tried to bring it to 17. Players are like, no. So they're like, fine, you don't want to do that. We'll give you 17 playoff. Playoff teams were like, yeah, because a lot of things go into the playoffs, right? Coaches keep their jobs most of the time, unless you go to the playoffs repeatedly and you keep losing in the playoffs, like first-round exits or whatever. But usually playoffs keeps the coach's job.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big thing. So I can see why a lot of players and coaches be behind that. I mean, for a quarterback, you take your team to the playoffs, it keeps your job most of the time. You make the playoffs, you're a quarterback. You make the playoffs consistently.
Yeah.
Sixth seed or whatever, usually you keep your job.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Usually the quarterbacks that lose their job are the quarterbacks who don't make playoffs.
Or the ones that are there but can't take it any further.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the same with coaches. Too. That's the same with coaches.
Who's the last quarterback that got replaced that took their team to the playoffs every year and didn't get over the hump that got replaced?
That's a good question. That's a nice trivia question right
now. It hasn't happened in a long, long time. I'm trying to think. I can't think. Because look at Matthew Stafford.
Man, he can't even get to the playoffs, though. Like, he's
been
done
there
it, what,
three
twice?
Times, though. He's been three times with the Lions.
Yeah, well, you know what? They're talking about him getting replaced.
Which I think is dumb. But
you think so?
Yeah, I think that's dumb.
I don't. I think it makes a little sense.
It's dumb.
But it would cost them more money to trade him.
It sucked for too long.
No, I mean, if you bring Tua in, you get one more year of Stafford, let Tua heal fully, and then come in as a starter next season.
I don't agree with that, Chris. But anyways, back to my point is that if you're a quarterback these days, you lead your team to the playoffs. Like, look at Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton has been crappy in the playoffs every time he went.
Yeah, but now that's another quarterback. Not anymore.
Decade.
Well, it's gone now. It's gone now.
Oh,
his
gone
job's
now,
gone.
But
now.
He kept it for a decade. Just based on him making the playoffs. You know?
I don't know what's going on over there.
I don't. There's some secret handshakes going on here.
I guess so. We got Tom making secret handshakes over there and all that stuff. But, like I said, Chris, if you make the playoffs as a quarterback, man, you're keeping your job. Your job is kept. Ain't nobody taking your job from you. You get another shot the next year. Like, Kirk Cousins, if Kirk Cousins make the playoffs this year again with the Vikings, I think he might get another contract. Like, the playoffs is a big deal for NFL teams. So, them going to seven teams is going to be a big deal for a lot of these quarterbacks, man, and a lot of these coaches. For quarterbacks and coaches, this is a big deal.
Well,
making the playoffs is a big deal for you.
Speaking of a quarterback who could have used a playoff appearance.
Who?
The ones that would have been the seven seed in the AFC this year.
I looked it up. It wasn't the Raiders.
It wasn't?
It was Mason Rudolph.
It Steelers. Was the Steelers.
Yeah.
Wow, could you have imagined?
That would have been terrible.
I told you that was what was going to happen, too. I told you the way that season started with zero expectations. And the way that it ended, they almost snuck their way into the playoffs because nobody had any of that expectation level on them that would have been a successful season.
Yeah.
Wow.
That would have been an awful game.
Wow. So if this would have been in play this season.
That would have been an awful game because they play such good defense. That would have been – they got the same D-line as the Niners. It's just Mason Rudolph wouldn't have been.
They would no. So, it would have been worse than the Texans game, where the Texans gave up 50 points.
Yeah.
The Steelers wouldn't have scored 24. They struggled to score.
They just would have lost 24-3 instead of getting blown out.
They would have gotten blown out big time. They would have let up 40 points and they might have scored 10.
I'm going 24-3 with that if that was the game.
You think the Steelers are a better defense on the road than Houston?
Yeah. 100%.
Interesting.
100%, Chris.
Interesting.
100%.
I think they would have died. They would have been on the field all day long and they'd be sucking air. That cold, they would have been fine in the cold.
Yeah. But like I said, man, 7-17 playoff is going to save a lot of coaches' jobs. It's going to save a lot of quarterbacks' jobs.
Would it have saved Garrett's job? Because the Cowboys would have been the 7th seed. Do you think that would have saved it?
It would have saved Garrett's job all day.
No kidding. You think he would still be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys if they were the 7th seed and they got him?
Yes.
Wow. They would have been matched up against the Green Bay Packers. You think they would have gone into Lambeau and done something?
They had a chance, Chris.
Oh, come on now.
They're just as talented.
Come on now.
They're just as talented, Chris. I don't know what to tell you.
So what if it was Seattle that they had to play? You think they would have beat Seattle?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Chris, Dallas has a talented roster. I mean, I really feel bad for Dak because he's not going to get paid. I don't think he's going to. He's not.
No. They're going to tag him.
God, it's so terrible.
That's 100% going to happen.
I feel bad for him at this point, man.
We discussed this. This is another thing that we discussed that we were right about. The longer the season went on, the less money Dak was going to get. The way that season ended without making the playoffs, he's not getting 30. They're not going to give him 30.
They got to give him 30. That's the starting point. They got to give him 30, Chris.
They're going to tag him.
That's in the tag, like 25 mil?
It's not 30.
That is so awful.
It's not 30.
Chris, if Teddy Bridgewater is demanding 30 million, Dak's got to get like...
They're going to tag him and then negotiate.
Carson Wentz. I know he's not.
They're going to tag him and then negotiate.
He's like, you guys got to pay me like Carson Wentz. I know that for sure. But a 7-game playoff would have saved him. He would have been paid already. He would have been paid already, Chris.
You think they would have paid him if they would have made the playoffs?
Yeah, they would have paid him if he made the playoffs already.
I think you would have had a better case to get a contract in the offseason than being franchise tagged. I'll agree with that. But I don't think he gets a contract before the end of the season.
I think it's messed up, man. I think when you play as good as he played last year, you deserve to get paid. That's just my opinion on that. I know you feel a little differently about that.
You're going down that Nick Foles path if you're going to have that kind
Dak
of a conversation.
Dak is not Nick Foles, Chris. That's messed up. Dak is way better than Nick Foles. He's also he's going into year 5. It's not like he's played in the league for 10 years. He's a good comparison for Dak Prescott, which you'll probably be like, you're crazy right now, but you probably would have felt this way 4 years ago. It's Russell Wilson.
Oh, my God.
Okay? So,
come on.
This is a side tangent, but it has a lot to do with 17 playoffs.
Come on.
So, we're still kind of on the same topic.
Yeah.
If you think about this, Chris. The ascension of Russell Wilson. So Russell Wilson started off with a defensive team based around a running game. All he did his first couple years, hand the ball off, right?
Yes. And then just be explosive with making plays.
Making plays. So we get to year 4 and year 5. Russell Wilson starts to become.
Already had 2 Super Bowls at this point. And you want to comp him. You want to comp Dak to
there's context to that, Chris.
Okay.
You know there's context to that.
Come on, let's go.
Your whole argument before that is that he was nothing but a defense. You can't bring in the Super Bowls and blame the defense for him. You can't do that. Anyways, so
you're talking about two teams that I extremely dislike. And you're trying like to make me be objective about this. I'm not liking that, Marcus. Don't make me be objective here, okay? I'm an irrational, emotional human being right now at the end of the season. When my Packers couldn't make it to the Super Bowl because they played like crap in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, and they let Garoppolo throw like 5 passes, and they lost.
7. He threw 7, maybe 8 passes total. Oh, my God.
And they lost by a lot, too. Not by
they lost by 17.
Okay.
They only lost by 3 scores.
Chris.
I know. It was bad. Okay, I know. I know.
Chris.
I know. I know.
Anyways, but let's just talk about their ascension. Because so just talk about the Seahawks offense. Let's not bring in the Legion of Boom and the 3 Hall of Famers, okay? Let's not bring in them. Okay? So, ascension. Dak Prescott, defense guy, hand the ball off, not throw the ball a lot. He's slowly creeping up into the position of I am the guy.
That failed very quickly for him.
He's going up there, Chris. He threw for 4,900 yards this year. Okay? Can't knock that on him. He threw 27 touchdowns. He had career high yards, touchdowns, YPA, whatever. He had career highs and everything.
Okay.
So he's got the same offense coming back. He's in the same offense, same offensive coordinator. He's got Mike McCarthy, who's probably a little better of a situational coach, a better motivator, a better coach altogether. Okay? He's just a better coach altogether. He's just a smart coach. Because if Kellen Moore starts messing up, he's going to take the play calling.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, he's going to keep him because he's good. He's a good coach. Mike McCarthy's a good coach. Him and Aaron Rodgers didn't, you know, fit in at the end. He ran a few too many slant flats, but still, he's still a good coach. He's a good coach, man. So there's a lot to look up at Dak. Dak's going up. He's not going down. He's going up.
Okay.
He's got the work ethic to keep going up. So he has the ascension of Russell Wilson, where eventually he's not going to need Zeke, and he's going to be making plays by himself. Now, does he still need Amari Cooper? Yes, he does. Does he still need the guys around him to be good? Yeah, but Dak has a chance to keep going up. He does. I mean, we'll see next year. You know, maybe it was just a fluke. I don't know, but we're going to find out. But
I'm tagging his ass if I'm Jerry Jones. He's getting the tag. 100% getting the tag. I'll go into the entire offseason and negotiate, and if he doesn't come down off of his number, I let him play this season on the tag.
He's had a better career than Carson Wentz, though.
I can't argue that.
Carson Wentz got paid. That's the whole argument. He's had a better career than Carson Wentz, and Carson Wentz got paid. What? To be honest, Chris, what did Carson Wentz get paid for? Being the number two pick in the draft and not sucking?
He got paid based off of potential.
He got paid because he's the number two pick in the draft and he didn't suck.
He got paid. He got paid for staying physically tough, even though he was injured, and he sure as hell didn't have any help with his wide receivers.
See, that's
going to be interesting.
But like
it's
I said,
be very interesting.
A seven games gives Dak. If they made the playoffs, Dak, it wouldn't even be a question. So that's why it's going to help quarterbacks.
Yeah. Back to the original conversation.
Yes.
We got back there. 17 playoffs.
It was all connected. Yeah. It was all connected, Chris.
14 teams total.
It wasn't that much of a tangent.
The 2 seed is no longer a bye week.
Yeah, so two seed would have been 7 seed.
In this scenario, it would have been Packers, Cowboys in Lambeau.
Yeah.
And it would have been Kansas City and the Steelers.
And they both would have been ugly.
At Arrowhead. They both would have been cold.
I don't know about the Packers, and I mean, I think the game would have been a little bit closer than Chris would agree to. But
No. The Packers have the Cowboys number, especially in Lambeau Field. I don't think it would have been a close game at all.
Yeah, because the Cowboys weren't good against good winning teams anyway. So, and they lost to the Bears. That was a terrible loss.
Yeah,
that loss was bad. That was a bad loss.
They lost a lot of bad games.
They had Mr. Dubisky looking really decent.
They lost a lot of bad games.
All right, Chris. So that kind of sums that up, the 17th playoffs.
That was not supposed to be that long.
Yeah, but we summed it up.
It wouldn't be us if we didn't go hashtag tangent.
Yeah, exactly. So we have a quick – we haven't talked about Super Bowl, Chris. Quick recap. Jimmy G still late with the football and can't read the field. And Patrick Mahomes is amazing.
It went how we said it was going to.
I did.
We talked about it being close in the first half. We talked about the Niners having the lead going into halftime.
Yep.
And we talked about the Chiefs figuring it out and taking over in the second half.
It just took a little longer than we thought.
That's 100% true. They didn't get to the 40 points like we were saying. But
they got to 31.
They got to 31. And man, did that just turn really quickly?
No, it turned because Patrick Mahomes is a dog. And I don't know how many other quarterbacks would have took that 15-step drop and said, I'm going to this corner post, I'm going to this post corner no matter what happens on this play. I don't care if he's covered. You could tell. If Tyreek Hill was covered, is he throwing that football? He's throwing it.
Hell yeah, he's throwing that football.
And he's like, Tyreek, you better go make a play on this.
Yeah.
I don't know how many quarterbacks are doing that.
The game turned on the pass interference called.
Which one?
I think, weren't they both like very close together? The one against Kittle and then the one that was against the Niners defense?
No, the one against Kittle was before halftime.
Oh.
I don't remember the one against the Niners defense.
The one was against the Niners defense. It was against Kelce, and it put him on the 1 yard line and like ensured that they were going to score on that drive. Of course, here we are talking about the Super Bowl 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
I know, later. 3 weeks, 4 weeks later is terrible. But, I mean, that's why we're going to sum it up. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Jimmy G, I still can't believe he missed George Kittle wide open over the middle. And I'm just thinking, like, how many quarterbacks? That was the first read. Like, how did he miss that, Chris? Help me out. You just explain to me. Help me out. Help me out. Help me out, Chris. Help me out.
Here's how I'm going to help you out, Marcus. We talked about this all season long.
Chris.
We talked about this all season long. When it came to what Jimmy was capable of, he flat out missed it, man. He flat out missed it.
But, like, it's the West Coast offense. You know if you have the trips bunch on that side that you have a delayed slant. Kyle Shanahan calls a delayed slant. You got the trip bunch. You got man to man. You know, okay, I got George Kittle. Not a lot of people can guard him man to man. Maybe, especially off a delayed slant. That means he's hesitating. And then.
Well, Jimmy hesitated too. That's what it comes down to. It's what you talked about all season long. That's him. That was
like me. That was my whole evaluation of Jimmy on that one play.
Yes.
Because where the hell did he throw that ball? He like threw it like.
I don't know.
That was the game. See, that was really.
You think that was it right there?
It's 2017. It's 3rd and 5. They're playing man to man. You have George Kittle, a guy who could take a slant to the house.
Yeah.
You have him wide open with space.
You're a guy that you came to two plays in a row against the Niners. Against the Saints, and he put the team on his back
and took a quick out 40 yards.
Yeah. With a face mask penalty.
So you're telling me if he completes that slant with momentum, if he throws it on time, he's catching it in stride, he's running.
I mean, it's just gotta be in a place that Kittle can get his hands on. You can't. Yeah, I don't know.
I think he's still running, Chris.
I don't get it.
And the game's over. That was the game, and he missed that throw. And like, I would have cut him. I would have been like, I would have traded him. How much dead cat we got?
They could probably get a lot for him.
How much dead cat we got? Oh, okay.
They could get a lot for him.
Bro, like, he's not it, dog. And I think they know he's not it. That's the problem.
You think so? You think they know?
Yeah, because why didn't they go down the field at halftime? And he could be like, well, I didn't want to get the ball to Mahomes, but.
Kyle Shanahan said all the right things after the Super Bowl. He said all the right things. There's nobody questioning his decision making. There's nobody, like, they brought it up and hey, so what about this scenario? Shanahan nailed all the conversations after the Super Bowl. He said all the right things. There's no doubts. Like, they're going to be the favorite in the NFC next year, hands down. There's not anything that can happen in the draft and in the offseason that would not make San Francisco the favorite.
No, there isn't. But are they the favorite? Like, you know, when you go to Super Bowl like that and you lose, man, you're just bound for regression. So, Cardinals are getting better. You know, I don't know.
Okay, sure, let's calm down right now. We're going to say the Cardinals getting
better.
Why is that crazy? Because they did exactly what we predicted, 5 wins this year with David Johnson not averaging 15 carries a game. Let's just go back to the tape, Marcus. My evaluation of the Arizona Cardinals was spot on. Steve Keim somehow kept his job, even though he has no business keeping his job.
I have no idea
he's going to blow it in this draft, too, because it's all set up for him. He can't go wrong.
And they paid D.J. Humphries a lot.
They paid. I couldn't believe.
They gave him $15
million. They still should go tackle with their first overall pick.
They definitely aren't.
They still should.
Anyways, Chris. I just don't see the Niners making it back.
Listen, I'm not mad about that because that gives my Packers a better chance.
I don't see the Niners making it back. I don't see them as. I think that was your shot, and he had George Kittle open over the middle, and he missed it. So Chiefs
are stuck it.
Goddamn winning.
Cheers to Taylor.
They got that punk ass Patrick Mahomes, and
who they got to pay, by the way. Ooh, hey, this is going to be interesting to see this offseason for the Chiefs. How are they going to keep that squad together?
I wouldn't pay him right now.
You wouldn't?
No, because you're going to pay him eventually. So I wouldn't pay him right now.
Are you going to be able to, like, you better be in real good communication with him. And you better say, listen, you're not getting paid this year because we need one more year for another Super Bowl run. Then you'll get your money.
Let us pray Chris Jones first.
But here's the thing. What happened to Patrick this season? Ankle injury, kneecap dislocation. You think he's going to – he just won a Super Bowl. And he was MVP the year before.
Quarterbacks don't hold out, though.
It's going to be really interesting to see what happens because it's time to pay the kid.
Oh, 100%. You got to pay him, but, like – You got to pay Chris Jones too. I mean,
No. He needs that. The Chiefs need to be able to figure out how to do that.
They got to pay Chris Jones, right?
They got to figure out how
he's
to do
up.
It.
Like you yep. got to pay him first. Yep. So, I think you got to go to Patrick. Like, hey, like you're only going into year three. You have a fifth year option. Like, bro, we're gonna pay you. Obviously.
What a start to a career.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What a start to
a
career.
He's going to year four, huh? Oh shit, they do got to pay him.
Yeah.
Don't they got to do the option this year?
This year is where they decide if they're going to pick the option up or not.
Oh, which is
that's going to happen. That's
so
a guarantee.
Never mind. They got to pay him, Chris. At this point. Uh-oh. Wow.
It is going to be interesting,
Sammy
Marcus.
Sammy Watkins is definitely going to be on the street.
It's going to be interesting, Marcus.
Sammy Watkins is definitely going to be on the street. I'll tell you that.
And you technically don't have to pay Williams because you could draft Jonathan Taylor where they're sitting at 32.
Yeah.
So.
Taylor fumbles too much for me, though. But, yeah, go ahead, get him, Chiefs. Go ahead, get him. Go ahead, pick him up. Go ahead, do that.
But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what the Chiefs can do. They are definitely the favorite for repeating next year.
I'm tired of that. Like, why did they have to draft him? They couldn't go anywhere else. They couldn't.
Hey, there's a lot of other people to blame, Marcus. There's a lot of other people to blame.
This is the Bears' fault. I really feel like this pain
I'm okay with that.
For my next 15 years.
I'm okay with you blaming it on the Bears.
The pain that I'm going to feel for the next 15 years with this guy is the Bears' fault.
I'm 100% okay with you blaming
it on the
Bears.
The damn Bears.
Please, blame
me. They're not going to have a quarterback in a year.
No, they won't. Oh, no, they might. Because I told you what they might do.
What?
Cam Newton.
They can't trade for anybody. They're so over the cap. How they gonna pay Cam? Chris, they can't do anything. They are over the cap. They have to release people to get under.
Well, they're lucky that Kyle Long retired.
He retired? When did he retire?
I thought he did.
No,
didn't
I
he say
so.
That he retired?
I don't think so.
I thought he retired. I thought he quit because of his injuries. I thought he called it a career.
I think you're thinking Chris Long.
No, not his brother. I'm pretty sure Kyle Long called it quits.
All right, guys, don't quote us on that. We'll figure that out later.
We'll figure it out.
Go ahead, Google that. but Trubisky, they can't afford a quarterback to replace him. Like, even if like they traded for like Derek Carr,
they got to get somebody.
They can't afford Derek Carr.
They got to get a backup for him. You can't go with Chase Daniels again.
They can't afford anybody. Khalil Mack is $27 million on their salary cap. They can't do anything about it. So, they got to ride with Mitch.
Told you. I Googled
he
it.
He did retire?
He
okay.
retired.
Oh, wow.
Kyle Long retired January 6th.
Yeah, the Bears are messed up. We already went over that. Taylor.
Marcus.
I'm going on a rant how the Bears have ruined my AFC West life.
Because he's got to deal with Mahomes.
No, it wouldn't. It would be even worse.
So that's actually, That's a great.
Yeah, Taylor. Let's go 6-10 next year. Thanks.
That's a great transition here.
Yeah,
so Taylor fed our transition for us because it is time to move on.
It's time. Are we going to Tom Brady?
It's time to go. It's time to go to the rumors that are swirling.
Where is Tom Brady going?
What are the rumors, Marcus? About your boys, aren't they?
Oh, he's going to Las Vegas.
That's about your boys.
He's going to Tennessee. Today I heard it's not even Las Vegas. He's going to Tennessee. Then, you know, next week I'll probably hear whatever his agent wants us to feel like, whatever his agent tells us is trying to sway. But he's just going to go back to New England, so I don't know why we're talking. Why are we even talking about this? I don't get it.
Well, so I just got another update here.
Okay.
How we were talking about seven teams in the playoffs.
Yes.
The players will go along with the 17-game schedule if the owners agree to fulfill other requests, such as fewer training camp and regular season practices.
Why don't guys want to practice? I don't understand that.
It's because they're making all this money. I know. I know. Well, this is why.
Why are we trying not to practice?
This is why the game is as sloppy as it is, because they don't practice anymore. But it really comes down to the amount of money that they're making. You can't afford an injury in practice to screw up.
They don't practice right now, Chris.
I'm not going to argue with you on that. I hate the current way that it's handled because of how sloppy everything is and how the play has deteriorated because they're not practicing. So I'm not a fan of all that.
We don't get good quarterback plays like week three.
All right, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. So, I mean, like, just to kind of protect you from the rumors of Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You know, so it sounds like we'd previously assumed that they're making the change to the playoff structure in a way to concede the 17-game schedule.
Okay.
But it sounds like it could potentially still be in play for the 17 games.
I think they're going to go with the playoffs, because the NFL and the owners aren't going to go with less practices than we already have. It's crazy.
They don't care about practice.
They have to. They're just crazy.
Everything is about – they don't make any money at practice. The owners aren't making any money at practice.
Chris, it's
they're
going to
get another game.
Man. That's just crazy.
I don't disagree with you. It's bad for the game. It's bad for the game to have less practice, and it's just going to get sloppy and sloppy and more sloppy, and it's just – I don't like the idea of it.
It's bad, man. I don't like that idea either. Go to practice, man. Go to damn practice, bro. That's all I got to say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Take your ass to practice. But anyways.
So that was some new information.
That was new information.
There.
It'll be breaking news.
How far are we in here? How far are we in?
We're 30
right
minutes
now?
In, Chris.
We're halfway there?
We're halfway there.
So I'm sorry. I tried to fill some space that you didn't
have
to talk about.
I know.
Your boys.
We got a few more topics, though. We got a few more topics here.
But I mean, we gotta have that Brady conversation. It's just too prevalent in everything going on right now.
One thing I do know is that Brady's not coming to Vegas.
I completely agree with you.
First of all, we could talk about this. Let's talk about this from a schematical standpoint. I got an example. So Brady runs an offense called Earnhardt Perkins. Okay? He's been running this offense for 20 years. Okay? Earnhardt Perkins is very simple. It's like trips right, double seven China, break. Okay? That's the terminology.
Right.
That tells you the plays.
Right.
He's running a seven with
not
the China route.
Not a lot of verbiage.
There's a post in there, you know. The seven, sorry, seven's a
double,
corner.
Yeah,
there's
double sevens.
There's double sevens.
Two corners.
There's a corner route.
China route is a fake out back into the.
Yeah, end. So pretty simple, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Trips right, double seven, China. Right?
Or is it
something like that.
Is a China route the slant to an out, or is it an out to an in? I can't remember. It's
can't
been
remember
forever right since I.
But that's a Patriots play call.
Okay.
It's double seven China.
All right, all right.
So he's going from that simple terminology, Earnhardt Perkins. You go, you know,
to the West Coast offense, and that
to the
is
West Coast.
Lengthy. The vocabulary there. There's a lot to say.
There's a lot to say.
There's a lot to say.
He's never run the West Coast offense. ever. Now, I got a perfect example for this, why he is not going to go anywhere near any team that's not running Urhart Perkins or that's not going to concede to what he wants to do. Peyton Manning. I got an example here. Peyton Manning.
All right.
I wonder if you see where I'm going with this.
I have an idea.
Okay, so Peyton Manning goes to Denver.
Yes.
Takes Urhart Perkins with him. They run him and Peyton Brady run the same offense for their whole careers, right?
Okay.
Takes Urhart Perkins with him. First three seasons. First season, they may go to the divisional playoff. He throws 37 touchdowns. Second season, he throws 55. Next season, he throws like another 30, okay? They fire John Fox. Okay?
Yeah.
In comes the West Coast offense. Here it comes. Gary Kubiak, West Coast offense is coming. Sorry, Peyton. No more Urhart Perkins. You're running the West Coast. You're taking the ball in the center. You're going to run some bootlegs. You're going to do this.
Omaha.
How terrible did Peyton Manning look in the West Coast offense, Chris?
He seemed a bit aged.
Did he not look awful?
It was not ideal for him.
Peyton Manning and Tom Brady are best friends. You think Peyton's not going to tell Tom, like, hey, bro.
You do not want this.
I don't think you want to go to the West Coast at your age.
Well, so here's the thing. Tom Brady gets to do whatever the fuck he wants right
exactly.
now. Oh, that was an aggressive. That was hard.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
sorry.
I'm sorry.
But
it
was the right tone.
That's like if you get to talk about a career, Tom Brady's the one that can go to an owner and speak that kind of language.
Yeah, 100% correct.
And he can go to a head coach like John Gruden and say whatever he wants. This is not an ideal fit. Not even close.
It's not. And Gruden's got too big of an ego. To okay, Tom, we're going to run your offense. Too big of an ego. He's like, Tom, you're going to run my offense.
Now, I did hear a rumor that kind of when I first heard it, I was like, that's not too crazy.
What rumor is that?
Tom Brady to the Tennessee Titans.
That's not too crazy either because they would do whatever he wants.
Absolutely. And this is a team that, you saw what they did with their running game. It was very running-centric. And I think that's kind of an ideal landing spot for a guy like Tom at this point in his career. It's not on his shoulders like it was in New England.
It's not, but you got to pay Derrick Henry first.
Well, you know what? I don't know if this is all about paying Tom Brady at this point. And who would you rather pay? Ryan Tannehill or Tom Brady?
I would say Tannehill.
You would. You would rather have Ryan Tannehill out there?
For that offense, yeah. I know that sounds crazy, Chris. I know. I'm very regretting
you
what
would,
I'm saying
you
right
would,
now.
You would rather have a guy that is going to hold the ball and get sacked and be forced into situations with the football
we obviously see
versus
it.
Tom Terrific? I think the wide receiver core in Tennessee
is pretty damn good. It's pretty.
Would be a They would benefit greatly with the presence of a guy like Tom Brady. I think he would hold them to a standard that they're not used to, which would take their game to another level. You know what? The more we talk about this, the more I like it.
You like Tennessee?
I do, but you know what's not going to happen?
Where does Tannehill go if they don't keep him?
Who cares?
Where does Tannehill go? See, that's why I don't think he's going to Tennessee. I think they're in love with Tannehill because NFL teams, like I said, make the playoffs.
Yeah.
You make an AFC championship game.
Yeah, yeah. And they started coming back at the end of the game.
Yeah, Chris, he ain't going nowhere. They ain't. That's why I don't believe that rumor.
Well, and then you know what else it comes down to? Tom's not going anywhere.
Yeah, he's
going to be a Patriot again. Let's all pump the brakes on these rumors. He's going back to New England.
He is. All he wants is a commitment from them. They're going to make the team better.
Yes. Yes.
That's what they want. Which I don't know. Oh, yeah. Where's D-Man?
Yeah, Donovan McNabb just walked into Marley's.
Oh, we got a Donovan McNabb sighting. And Marley's. Maybe we can get a quick interview. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Get a quick interview with Donovan McNabb. That would definitely
That'd be
get us some views.
Just a few. Just a few, you know, maybe we'll tweet it out, see what see what you get. Can't get our listens up. Hey, did Donovan McNabb speak on the podcast? Maybe. You don't know.
I remember when he let me spin his wheels when I was yeah, that's not going to happen. He let me spin his spinning wheels when I was 17. When he came to practice at Mount Point. So yeah. He let me spin his wheels. I remember that. and I could never forget how big he was. I was like, God damn, you're big. Good Lord. Anyways, but you know, like Tom Brady, his best fit is New England. He's going to stay there. He's running the same offense. He's got Josh McDaniels. If Josh McDaniels got a job somewhere, I could see then him leaving with Josh. But
he's
staying with Josh.
That would be interesting.
He's working it out. He's going to make it happen.
Yeah, he's going back to New England.
Yeah,
To kind of stay on the same topic of what's happened here recently, I was really surprised that they didn't make an offer to Greg Olsen.
Who, the Patriots?
Yeah, they didn't even entertain him. They didn't bring him in.
I bet they bring in Emmanuel Sanders.
You think so?
Yeah, he's perfect for that type of team.
Well, but,
I want the Raiders to have him, but I think that would be perfect for them to get Emmanuel Sanders. And then they could build around
him
Tom
on the
Brady
outside, N'Keal Harry on the other side, and then Edelman. You got him in the slot. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I think that would help Tom a lot.
I agree. He needs three legitimate threats on the outside.
Yeah, he's for sure not coming to Oakland though, or Las Vegas.
No,
sorry.
No. Yeah.
I know. I got to switch it up.
Now you gotta get used to that.
I gotta switch it up.
You gotta get used to that.
I know he's not coming
to
Las Vegas.
You are the Las Vegas Raiders now.
The main reason why I feel like he's not leaving New England because New England has no backup plan.
Oh no! Yeah,
have one.
You know what they're gonna do though?
What?
They're gonna draft one.
Who though?
I could see Fromm ending up in New England.
No,
I think
Fromm is going to Las Vegas. That's my pick.
Really?
And
I could
if they do something stupid like trade Carr, like during the combine with no plan, which is something the Raiders would do. The Raiders would trade Carr with no plan. And then, because this is my biggest fear, and this is our side Raiders rant, my biggest fear is that we get to the combine, a lot of talk goes down, we trade Carr, and we don't get any of the quarterbacks that are available, and we're stuck with Case Keenum. And then until we got a draft, Jake Fromm at some point.
Interesting.
And then we're just completely a tore-up franchise for the rest of my life.
Very interesting.
Just keep Carr. Just keep Carr.
Very interesting.
Just,
no,
just keep Carr.
Yeah.
And just, you know. Oh my
yeah,
God.
I don't see him. I don't see him. I don't see him leaving.
I don't see them moving on.
I don't see. Carr's going to be the guy that starts Las Vegas.
Just keep him, man. At this point, like you already went to year two with
that's
him.
That's what's going
to
happen.
You went to year two with the rebuild with him. Just keep him, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just keep him. You know.
What else we got?
It's enough for Tom Brady.
I mean, let's be very honest here. He's not leaving New England. So everybody wants to talk about him going to Vegas. Everybody wants to talk about. You know, who floated it that he was going to go to Tennessee? I can't even remember who.
That was on ESPN today.
Was it?
Yeah.
So
it was Tom Pelissero.
There's a lot of talk. There's a lot of talk. We're not even to the main part of free agency. They haven't even closed the book on this last season, as we are closing the book.
Exactly. All right, Chris. So, who's up next? Phillip Rivers, where'd he go?
I'm sticking with my original statement when we played the game.
We played Matchmaker.
I like him in Indy. I really think that he goes
to
Indy.
I think that's a shoe-in. That's a for sure thing.
There's people that were talking about him going to Tampa.
I don't believe it.
But no,
they're keeping Jameis.
Jameis is going to stay now that he's got his 30-30 vision, 30 touchdowns, 30 interceptions, and he can see clearly.
I mean, Chris, to be honest, this LASIK thing makes a lot of sense to me. You want to know why, Chris? You want to know why it doesn't make a lot of sense? You probably can guess. Because what can you see now?
Now he can see the linebackers across the middle
exactly.
And then the under.
He can see the underneath linebacker now.
Could you imagine if this, like, transformed his career?
Bro, I think he's
like,
gonna be really good
5,000 yards passing, 30 touchdowns. Now he goes down to, like, 12 interceptions with 45 touchdown passes and 5,000 yards.
Because I mean,
and Tampa Bay is looking to sneak into the seventh seed in the playoffs.
His main problem is seeing underneath linebackers.
Oh, that's a huge problem. Absolutely, that's a problem of his.
And I don't understand how he never got that fixed. Like, you don't wear contacts, bro? What about contacts?
I do wear contacts, Marcus, and yeah. I could not imagine trying to play a football game without them in.
Chris, like,
I don't get that. Like, he had to wear contacts, right? He had to wear contacts.
How many times have you seen a gif of him squinting?
I mean, there's times when I'm looking and I got to squint a little.
Like that.
He had to, right?
Chris.
He had to be playing. He had to be wearing. He had to.
You're assuming right now. You're giving assumptions.
I would like to give him the benefit of the doubt.
I'm just saying, man, because if you have contacts, do you need LASIK?
Yeah, I want LASIK surgery.
I do want LASIK surgery,
too. I want LASIK surgery. Come on now.
But Chris, there's goggles. I'm sure you can get a specialty helmet with your vision.
Oh, you think like
there's
Oakley's
so many there's so many
like
instances.
Prescription there's so many visors.
Chris, there's That'd so many instances he could have did with
That'd
this.
That'd be interesting.
Prescription visor.
Is that a thing? Like,
yeah,
can you do
it
that?
Is.
Really?
Yes, a prescription visor is a thing.
Wow.
Prescription visors, you know what I'm saying? You got contacts. Goggles?
I could see him wearing goggles.
There's so many things,
Chris.
He would
totally be the guy that wears the sports
goggles.
There's
so many things that could have fixed this. Like, what the hell is going on? Like, LASIK, bro? This makes so much sense. Like I always wonder when I watched him on tape, why can you not see your underneath linebacker? And he was like,
well, we're going to find out, Marcus. I feel like
that Bruce Arians was like, no. That last meeting, that last Monday meeting was like, Jameis, if you want to play here, you got to fix your eyes.
You got to get it together.
You got to fix your eyes, bro.
Because Bruce, he'll be that guy, too. He'll tell him straight up.
He'll tell him straight up. You got to fix your eyes, bro. Like, this is a problem, Jameis. Like, you can't go out there and throw blind.
No.
I can't believe he threw 5,000 yards blind. I think this is a good feat. I think it's an incredible feat. To be honest,
if he wasn't wearing anything, man,
to have half to win the Heisman Trophy blind.
Yeah.
Holy shit, man.
Yeah. Crazy.
What happened to the Browns?
Yeah, no, Philip is.
What happened with the Browns?
Philip's definitely gonna.
Oh, Greg.
I say Indy. Oh.
Yeah, that's not a big deal. No. I thought something else happened, but so Rivers to Indy.
Rivers to Indy.
Jameis stays.
Where do you think Teddy's going to end up? Where he wants? Who's going to give him 30? Who's going to give Teddy 30?
That was the question I was about to ask. Who's gonna giving give him 30 million? Nobody. I bet he's back in New Orleans.
No way.
Nobody's going to pay him, dog.
How about that franchise quarterback, Taysom Hill? And then, Drew Brees is coming back.
Taysom Hill, the franchise quarterback.
What was
I would love
it?
To
was
see that.
15 throws. He had 15 throws this year? Is that what
Chris,
it was?
Chris. How bad of that decision would have been if they would have dumped Teddy Bridgewater and went with Taysom Hill?
Oh, it would have been such a bad idea. Such a bad idea. That would never have happened. They were waiting on Drew to figure out what he was going to do because you know he's coming back.
I don't believe that. Because
you know – you think they'll still go with Teddy?
No. I think that they were going to go with Taysom Hill.
No, they were not.
Yes, they were. They're going to give him every single shot that they could to make the team, to be the starting quarterback. And that would have been super, super funny. I would have laughed.
I don't know. I have a very difficult time with that.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think so. Listen, we talked about it with Hill before. His history as a quarterback was limited because of injuries.
Yeah.
He put weight on to play all these other positions so that he could stay relevant in the NFL.
Yes.
He's very talented, don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But the man is not a drop-back quarterback. And who tried to compare him to Lamar Jackson? Was it one of his assistant coaches?
Yes.
Get out of here. I don't want to hear that.
I mean, Taysom Hill did have 300 yards against Texas.
Okay. You know what?
300 yards rushing against Texas.
Don't make me move on. Don't make me shut this down. Don't make me move this along.
I'm just saying he did. 300 yards against Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Is she over there trying to get us the Donovan McNabb interview?
That'd be fantastic.
That would be awesome. Just get him. You didn't have to interview him. Just get him, come say a couple words. Like,
yeah.
Listen to the little pocket awareness. That's all we need to hear.
Exactly.
That's all we need,
just,
to be honest.
Just tweet at us, Donovan.
That's all we need, really. We don't even need a celebration or anything. All right. I mean, Chris, that was our last topic, man. You got any thoughts? Any other last thoughts? Any draft thoughts? Anything?
So I hesitate to go to the draft because that's how we're going to start season 3 of A Little Pocket Awareness.
And I'll be ready by then.
And Marcus has been charting quarterbacks. You got Love done, right?
I got Love and Eason done.
And Eason. So we got
I'll finish Herbert
done
tonight.
He's got Herbert closing out.
And I'll start on Burrow.
Burrow
as soon as I get the all 22.
Burrow and Tua are the two that are left.
I got those two left. I'm pretty sure Burrow and Tua are going to be 1-2.
We got another group of 5 quarterbacks to start our new season, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to try to go through all of them. I'm going to try to go through Jake. I'm going to try to go through Cole McDonald, Jalen Hurts. I'm going to try to get through all those guys and try to give a general basis. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's probably going to be – my top 2 is Joe and Tua. It's not going to change.
Oh, come on. No, that's not going to – that's, I don't think that's changing. It's not changing. I don't think that's going to change for anybody.
Who's going to be 1-2? That's going to be the interesting part,
see,
Chris.
I know.
Bucky,
you were there. Bucks
at two over Joe.
It's going to get weirder and weirder and weirder as we get closer to April.
And Joe, you see what Joe Burrow's going to do? He's trying to. They're acting like he didn't want to go to Cincinnati.
No. See, he has not said that. He said that other people are telling him to do that. Those are not words that are coming out of his mouth.
Chris, I don't know.
There's a lot of weird going on, and it's only February. We got 2 more months before the draft. Is it in April this year, or they move it to May?
April.
What'd they move to May?
A couple years ago.
But it's April. Did you see
it's in Vegas? I was trying to go, but
did you see the draw? Did you see what the draft's gonna where it's gonna happen?
Yeah, in Bellagio, yeah.
Not in the Bellagio.
On that river. Right.
They're going to be out in front of the fountains of the Bellagio for the NFL. They're going to, when they draft a player, they're going to come up to the stage by boat.
I know.
By boat. This is going to be something. This is going to be a spectacle. Vegas is turning it up for this new season with their new football team, and the draft is going to be out of control.
It's funny because I try to look up those tickets, man, and the Rio is charging $300 a night.
Damn.
The Rio.
Do you look at the Flamingo? I'm curious what the Flamingo's throwing up there.
The Flamingo and the Link are usually pretty cheap.
Yeah.
They're 300 a night, bro.
Damn.
You're not getting any.
Oh, no. No.
It's 300 a night for every single
NFL draft.
I look like a month ago.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, it's going to be out of control. It's going to be absolutely out of control.
Man, it's going to be a wild night, but we're going to have some quarterback breakdowns for you here. When's the next episode, Chris? When are we coming back?
Marcus, I think we got to make sure we take a nice little break here.
Okay.
Give the people a little time to digest
the combine,
season.
Right? Yeah.
I think after the combine is when we're going to have to make our appearance.
Okay. After the combine, we'll get into it. I have my quarterback breakdowns ready. I have them all charted probably by then.
We don't anticipate any of the big names to be throwing at the combine.
We don't know yet.
But we don't know. Yeah, you're right.
I was Burrow. I wouldn't throw.
I'm not throwing. I'm not having a pro day if I'm Burrow. I'm not doing a single thing if I'm Burrow.
That's crazy. You got to have a pro day.
No, you don't.
You got to have a
pro day. You don't have to have a pro day.
What quarterback has not had a pro day?
What quarterback's put up a season like Burrow?
With an arm like Burrow.
The only way that I'm having a pro day is if any talk about Herbert keeps building and getting bigger. You know what? I would wait and see what Herbert does at his pro day. Because he's definitely having a pro day.
I don't know, Chris. Herbert's kind of won me over. As long as you don't watch the ASU game.
Okay. All right.
Which I don't know if the ASU game's all on him. I guess we could do a little. I'll go a little bit. I'll get a little preview. The ASU game wasn't all on him because ASU was like, they challenged the receivers and they play straight man. And ASU, lock them up. There's nothing Herbert could do. He had nobody open the whole game. So, and he got to the point where we started forcing it.
Okay.
So it was. That game is a little different, but if you watch other games, he's a little different. You know, it's kind of. So I get Herbert. I get it. He's not getting out of top five.
Okay.
That's an early preview for me.
All right.
That I don't see him getting like anywhere near or out of the top five. You know, but okay. We'll get a full breakdown on him and how he doesn't half the time he doesn't throw a pass outside over 4 or 5 yards. But we'll get into that. We'll get into that later.
Stay active, followers and listeners on the social media pages, because just because the show's going to stop doesn't mean that we won't reference some past shows, that we won't kind of break down things here and there. We're going to be active on the social media, even though there's no new new shows as we close our second season here.
Yes, second season at Marley's. It was a good season, Chris.
It was a great season.
Right.
Got a lot of things
draft picks right.
Got a lot of movement here for the show. All the new social media.
Yeah.
The new venue that we're taking the show down
we're
at.
We're doing things. We're doing
there
big
could
things
be,
over
there
here.
Could be some big things to start season three as
exactly,
well.
Exactly. We're doing big things over here. You know. So keep checking us out. Make sure you follow all the socials. ALPA_QB1 at Twitter. ALPA_QB1 on Instagram. A Little Pocket Awareness on Facebook. Follow me at the Mark John NFL for all my Raiders takes and shitting on John Gruden. And then follow Chris.
You better be careful.
He's gonna
shut you down.
He's going to shut me down. This is not 95.7 The Game in the Bay Area. Can't shut me down, John. I'm going to have an opinion. You better stop calling the sale concept from the same look for 10 weeks in a row and then get mad when Tyrann Mathieu picks it off. Okay? That's all I got to say. So, where was that?
You were hitting him with the Twitter.
So I hit him with the Twitter. I hit him with the Instagram. I hit him with the Facebook. Make sure you follow us on iTunes, A Little Pocket Awareness on iTunes. Hit the subscribe button, A Little Pocket Awareness on Spotify. Hit the download button. So we got it all set up. We're good.
That's a wrap, Marcus.
That's a wrap.
Happy season number two in the
happy
book.
Season number two. Any thoughts, Chris?
I'm looking forward to season number three, sir.
I am too.
I think that I think we're about to take another step here.
I agree. All right, man. We're out.
See you then.
Peace.